It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
One of my fondest memories as a young father was kind of putting my son up on my shoulders and running around the house with the Ghost Riders in the Sky song in the background. But did you know that this amazing song, which just takes me to a different place, was actually based on some folklore and some truth? Texas is full of lore, legends, and ghost stories, by the way. The tale of the Ghost Riders is by far the saddest, most evil, not to mention the most famous one in the country. This legend is sadly true, a senseless, ghoulish tragedy which took place in Crosby County, Texas. You may know it as Stampede Mesa. The legend inspired the classic song, Ghost Riders in the Sky. It all began like any other cattle drive should have back in the fall of 1889. The weather had been less than cooperative, the cowboys were worn to a frazzle, and the herd had been restless the entire trip. Late one night, as they began climbing the slope to the top of the range near some water, a storm began brewing. They planned to set up camp just over the bridge near the water. Sawyer, the trail boss, rode ahead, check out the surroundings, and look out for Indians. He was shocked to see a brand new homestead perched right on top of the hill. He'd taken this route hundreds of times with that incident, but now he was blocking his entire herd from crossing. It would take hours to go around it. Sawyer became infuriated. Without explanation, he shouted and cursed and waved a blanket high into the air to create a stampede. The nervous cattle scattered. Horses, some with riders, some without, began running with all their might. His men obediently followed behind. Sawyer was screaming, whipping at the animals as lightning bolts began flashing through the sky. The panicked livestock hurled straight through the farmhouse, crushing everyone and everything in its path. No one could hear the screams of the innocent as the animals raged through. Loud thunder and dark skies made the terrified herd keep running until they ran off several nearby cliffs to their death. Horses holding the cowhands followed behind them. Near dawn, Sawyer began surveying the devastating damage he caused. Below the mesa were nearly 700 dead steer, lifeless cowpokes, and their horses scattered around them. With no remorse in his soul, he ordered what was left of his hired help to round up the remaining 300 cattle and hit the trail again. When the drive ended, he said he never worked again. No one would work for him, and try as he might, not a soul would hire him, even for menial tasks. Folks in that area turned their backs on him, and he took comfort in liquor. He was never seen again. The following season, another trail boss and his men bedded down their herd on top of the same mesa, which had been cleared of any previous devastation and debris. The skies were perfectly clear. In the early hours of the morning, for no apparent reason, the herd charged, though. Again, most of them and four other cowboys riding horses fell off the cliffs to their deaths once more. Unlike Sawyer, the trail boss was overcome with guilt and grief. He, too, turned to the bottle and was never heard of again. Several more attempts by other outfits, which balked at the previous stories, ended up with the same results. Word spread, everyone believed evil was perched on top of that Stampede Mesa. All cattle drives from then on avoided that part of Texas. Only lone horsemen and curiosity seekers passed through now. Stories of ghostly counterparts up in the sky have been witnessed, along with claims of blood-curdling screams and sounds of angry hooves of phantom longhorns. People still swear today to the haunting as part of the Texas sky. This particular legend inspired songwriter Stan Jones to write a Western melody in 1948 about this tableland of Crosby County, Texas. Ghost Riders in the Sky was set to an old Irish song called Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ye. This Texas legend was spread throughout the world throughout music. Even if you've never heard the spooky legend of the evil that becomes it, most likely you've heard that song. In fact, we used to listen to it back in kindergarten for quiet time. The teacher would make us lie on the floor and we'd all curl up with our book bags behind our heads. And we'd listen to Ghost Riders in the Sky as a way of calming down. Thinking back on it, it may have had a little something to do with why I ended up the way I am. Burl Ives was the first of more than 50 singers to have recorded this iconic tune. It became the most recorded composed Western song of all time. Of course, though, when the iconic Johnny Cash performed it atop the charts for months, the words remain exactly as they were originally written, which I think is so cool. The song hasn't changed in many, many years. Guys, I hope you really, really understand an old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire, and their hooves were made of steel. The horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as through the thunder sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yay, yippee-yay-o, ghost riders in the sky. Hopefully you didn't unsubscribe for me singing. Once again, I've done a lot of singing this Halloween. This has been a way too happy Halloween. Really. I will admit, though, I get a little teary-eyed thinking of that precious memory of Sam on my shoulders and us dancing around the living room to this song. Maybe when he gets older, I'll tell him the horrible truth that really there were ghost riders in the sky at one point, thanks to some really, really unfortunate events. Don't you guys forget, 31 Days of Halloween continues to head on up yonder over that there ridge tomorrow. And I'll see you guys then.